Good afternoon. Welcome to the Portland City Council. It is Thursday, December 15th, 2011. It is 2 p.m. and the City Council have come to order. How are you, Sue?
Very well, thank you.
Are you staying warm?
Yes.
Reasonably so.
Yes.
Can you please call the roll?
Leonard. Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Salzman. Adams.
Here. Quorum is present. We shall proceed. We have two related items and a 3 o'clock time certain. Can you please read the titles for 1378 and 1379?
1378, consider the proposal of Portland Adventist Academy and the recommendation from the hearings officer for approval with conditions to change the comprehensive plan map designation for this 267,738 square foot parcel from central residential to central employment, and a concurrent zoning map amendment from IRD to EXD at 1500 Southeast 96th Avenue. 1379, amend the comprehensive plan map designation and change zoning of two lots in the vicinity of 1500 Southeast 96th Avenue at the request of Ty Johnson, Portland Adventist Academy.
Good afternoon. I have several announcements I need to make before we begin the hearing. These are announcements that are required by state law and our city code. First, as to the kind of hearing we're having today, it is an evidentiary hearing. This means you may submit new evidence to the council in support of your arguments. Next, concerning the order of testimony, what's before the council is the hearings officer's recommendation on the proposed comprehensive plan map amendment and zone change. Testimony concerning this recommendation will be heard in the following order. The council will begin with a staff report by BDS staff. Following the staff report, the city council will hear from interested persons in the following order. The applicant will go first and will have 15 minutes to address council. After the applicant, the council will hear from individuals or organizations who support the applicant's proposal, and each person will have 3 minutes to speak. Next, the council will hear from any persons or organizations who oppose the applicant's proposal. And again, each person will have 3 minutes. If there was testimony in opposition to the applicant's proposal, the applicant will have 5 additional minutes to rebut testimony given in opposition to the proposal. The council may then close the hearing and deliberate. The council may vote today on the hearings officer's recommendation. If the vote is a tentative vote, the council will set a future date for the adoption of findings and a final vote on the hearings officer's recommendation. If the council takes a final vote on the findings and recommendation today, that will conclude the matter before the council. And again, the hearings officer's recommendation is embodied in 2 documents, one, a set of findings and a written decision, and then the second, an emergency ordinance. Finally, I'd like to announce several guidelines for those who will be addressing City Council today. First, any letters or documents you wish to become part of the record should be given to the council clerk after you testify. Similarly, the original or copy of any slides, photographs, drawings, maps, videos, or other items you show to the council during your testimony, including PowerPoint presentations, should be given to the council clerk to make sure they become part of the record. Second, any testimony and arguments and evidence you present must be directed toward the applicable approval criteria for this land use review or other criteria in the city's comprehensive plan or zoning code that you believe apply to the decision. BDS staff will identify the applicable approval criteria as part of their staff report to the council. Third, you must raise an issue clearly enough to give the council and the parties an opportunity to understand and respond to the issue. If you don't, you'll be precluded from appealing to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. Finally, if the applicant fails to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with enough specificity to allow the council to respond, the applicant will be precluded from bringing an action for damages in circuit court to challenge the conditions of approval. And that concludes the opening announcements I need to make.
All right, I have 3 questions for the City Council. Do any members of the City Council wish to declare a conflict of interest? Hearing none. Do any members of the City Council have ex parte contacts regarding this matter to declare or information gathered outside this hearing to disclose? Hearing none. Is there any reason any member of the City Council needs to raise before we get into the hearing? I hear none. All right. First, we'll hear from staff. And feel free to be brief.
I will attempt to be very brief. Thank you.
My name is Kathleen Stokes. I am staff of BDS for this case, which is LU11138415CPZC. Applies to what was formerly referred to as the North Parcel of the Adventist Academy campus at Southeast 100th and Main. The proposal is for a change in the comprehensive plan designation for this parcel from central residential to central employment and a concurrent zoning map amendment from IRD to EXD. The applicant's representatives propose the allowed build-out for uses allowed under the EX zone be limited so that they would generate no more than 998 p.m. peak hour motor vehicle trips. A portion of these trips would be required to be retained only for residential development so that the minimum residential density requirement for the site can be retained. The approval criteria for these reviews are those for comprehensive plan map amendments, which is found in code section 33.810.050A, and for zoning map amendments in code section 33.855.050. You see here the zoning map with the northern parcel more darkly crosshatched than the remaining, what will remain as the campus for the school in the south, and which would remain with the IRD designation. Proposed zoning shows that again with the EX on the northern parcel. There's a conceptual site plan here with the existing development that's on the site as it sits today. There's a building that is attached to the high school that would be detached if this request is approved, and a parking, small parking lot off of 96th also serving the high school, which would be removed as well. Aerial photo showing the same thing with the development on the site. Portland Adventist Medical Center to the east, the freeway to the west, southern to the south, residential development, and a mixed assortment of various types of development to the north, including part of the Adventist Medical Center campus and beyond that, the Mall 205 Shopping Center. Site currently is largely vacant. Development consists of an addition that I mentioned previously that extends from the main school building, some playing fields and accessory structures associated with those, and then again the small parking lot that I mentioned. The site's bounded by Southeast 96th and a pedestrian connection ramp that crosses over the I-205 freeway on the west, and the east side is bounded by Southeast 100th Avenue, which is also the western boundary of the Adventist Medical Center campus. The site's currently enclosed with a 6-foot-tall chain-link fence, which goes around the entire property, so it's on all street frontages. The north side of the campus abuts Southeast Main Street. This view shows that portion of the medical center facility that I had pointed out in the aerial photo, and then beyond that, the large building that you can see on the right-hand side of the slide is one of the commercial buildings in Mall 205, and this is just a closer view of that building. The intersection at 100th and Main is the northeast corner of the site, and it's also a main entrance to the Adventist Medical Center, which you can see with a large logo sign here. This view is of the north property line of the site, looking to the east along Southeast Main Street. And here is the same property line on the north, looking to the west on Main. This view is a portion of the site looking to the south from Main Street. And again, same. There's a park and ride across from the property on Main Street, and also a bus shelter on the north side of the street, directly across from the site. To the west, the intersection at Southeast 96th and Main, with the east end of the pedestrian ramp that crosses over the freeway. You see that there's quite a, you will see in some of these slides, there's quite an assortment of different modes of transportation that come together at that intersection. Here's Southeast 96th on the west side of the site. On the left is the embankment for the east side of the freeway, and there's also an exit ramp for the freeway there. To the north of the site, along Southeast 96th, you can see the just another view of the same with the freeway and the pedestrian bridge that crosses over the freeway and the vehicular access to that street. Here we are back looking at the main entrance to the school, currently existing main entrance of the school on 96th Avenue. And the small parking lot that is currently adjacent to the school. Access to the property on the site will have to be made available for the type of development that could occur under the requested EX designation. Currently, this limited access isolates the campus from the surrounding area. So a change in zoning would encourage opening this up to become a more interactive part of the community. The requested EX designation also will be more likely to encourage type of development that would support the residential community, encourage growth of the commercial community, linking more closely the commercial development that exists at Mall 205 and the residential community to the south. It will still be a buffer, but it will make a more fully incorporated community in the area. Conditions of approval that would limit build-out so that transportation system and the sanitary sewer infrastructure will not be overburdened by the uses can be allowed under the EX designation. The multimodal transportation options that serve the site can be well utilized by the mixed-use development that would be allowed under the proposed designation. Redevelopment opportunities under the EX designation will also be more likely to support the abutting light rail that's you can see here in the Southeast Main Street station area. All of the relevant approval criteria based on some of the things that I've discussed here were found to be met or could be met with conditions of approval that would limit the ultimate build-out of the site and preserve the required minimum residential density. The central employment designation equally or better meets the objectives of the city's comprehensive plan, and it will encourage more commercial development that will strengthen the adjacent commercial area and support light rail, as I've already mentioned. The X designation supports these goals better than the existing RX designation, and a condition of approval, though, would still ensure that the minimum residential density for the site will be preserved. The EX designation agrees with the requested comprehensive plan designation and preserves the existing design overlay. Allowed maximum build-out would be somewhat limited to ensure that the transportation system's adequate for the amount of motor vehicle trips generated and to ensure the capacity of the public sewers in the area. With these conditions, which are described in detail in the finding of the hearings officer's recommendation, these requested map amendments can be approved. This final slide here gives a little bit more detail on the recommended conditions of approval. As I was requested to try to hurry, I think that I will leave you to read those on your own or ask questions if you have them. Thank you.
Questions from the council.
I guess I was just curious about the constraints on our sewer system in that sanitary sewer in that area. Is it?
I have representatives from the Bureau of Environmental Services here who can answer those questions more fully, but just briefly.
Okay. Sounds good.
The Cherry Park pump station has a capacity limit which could be exceeded if the maximum build-out that could be allowed under EX were undertaken. And so, therefore, there has been a condition that places a limit on the flow that could be likely to occur from a certain level of build out, and that the details of that were worked out between the engineers hired by the applicant and those of the Bureau of Environmental Services.
And that's part of why one of our conditions of approval is a sort of a restriction on the build out.
That's correct. Right.
Thanks.
All right, thank you very much. We'll now hear from the applicant. Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Mayor, may I just procedurally, do we have someone who's opposing this application?
Is anyone here to oppose?
No. Oh, just we always like to let our applicants know that we have a record that we've read, and if there's no opposition, you should take that into consideration as you make your presentation.
Good afternoon. My name is Ryan Sherrum with Group McKinsey. We are the applicant's representative, and really we'd just like to thank staff.
You raise the microphone.
I'd like to thank staff, and they've been a pleasure to work with on this project. This project actually goes back probably to July 2009, where we had some initial meetings with Susan Anderson at Commissioner Leonard's office. And this is actually a result of those meetings. It's been 2 years in the works. And concurrently to this application, just so you know, there's a conditional use master plan for the remaining portion of the school, which is the large parcel to the south. So the school has intentions of revitalizing and being a long-term neighbor to the rest of the neighborhood. And also with that master plan to the south is a new skilled nursing facility, which will also lend internship opportunities to the students at the school. That conditional use master plan is three phases over 10 years. And the reason for parceling off this north portion is it's excess land, and the school kind of came up with a brilliant idea of, okay, how are we going to fund our improvements for our school to the south? Well, we're in the Gateway Plan District. We're across the street from light rail, and we're across the street from Mall 205. How about we do ground leases, and the income off the ground leases can pay for our master plan upgrades over that 10-year period. So big picture, that's really what's going on here. And each of the bureaus have put limits and caps so we don't surpass any capacity in terms of transportation or sewer. So those have been vetted, and really, this is actually a great project for Gateway Plan District, and really, you know, that the conversion from IRD to EXD will support more of a mix of uses that are supportive of the Gateway Master Plan. So, thank you.
Questions from the City Council? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any supporters of the applicant wish to testify? Any opponents of the applicant wish to testify? Any rebuttal perceived as necessary by the applicant? Any council discussion regarding this matter? Where does that leave us?
Move to accept the recommendation of the hearings officer.
I think you need a motion to accept
the recommendation of the hearing officer, and has been seconded. Unless there's additional council discussion, Sue, can you please call the vote?
Leonard.
Aye.
Pritz. Well, this is excellent staff work and also very good work by the applicant. I'm really excited to hear that you're using this mechanism. Yes. Hopefully you'll get the project going soon. I encourage you to make it as intense as possible, because that certainly will support everybody's goals for the Gateway Plan District within the condition set. Thank you very much for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
I just want to thank the staff for their great work, but also thank the school for what looks like a really good idea to use that northern property to help finance school improvements. So it's a great idea. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Can you please call the vote on emergency ordinance item number 1379?
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Adams.
Thanks to the staff for processing of this. Really appreciate it. And thanks to the applicant and your team as well. This is a fantastic project and part of town that will benefit greatly by it. All right. So approved. We're adjourned. Oh, we're in recess till 3 p.m.
Mayor, is there any chance we could do 1381? Or is that?
Well, I don't see the Winterhawks here.
All right. Yeah. I would. Yeah, they're. they're expecting, we'll make the 1380 as fast as possible. Okay. I wish it, I don't know how it got on there, so.